B-Pod Studios.
It's a rap party podcast, everybody.
Hi.
Line up, everybody line up, line up, line up. Here we go. Outside, outside. Everybody outside, outside, outside.
I know this. I know this. It's the Bubble Guppies.
Bubble Guppies, yeah. line up, everybody line up, line up. Here we go.
No clue.
You don't
I played
want
that
to.
For you on the air once, and you said you liked it.
Okay.
You do remember that.
I do
was
remember
stuck in
now.
My
yep.
head.
I do remember that.
Here
now.
We go. Go, 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 go. Line up. Line up.
I now know where Christian McCaffrey lives.
Oh, really? The very famous Panther?
Yeah, let's not put that out there.
Oh, okay. Sorry. His just house popped up.
Everybody, it's time to go outside.
Outside. Outside.
Come on.
Outside, everybody outside.
Line up, everybody. Line up, line up, line up. Line up.
I do like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell, I'll line up for that. I love that.
I know. It's the outside song. And yesterday, Dean went to the playroom with Ruby. It is such a cool thing when Cash is going to be able to take Jax to the playroom.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, when Amanda and I want to eat in peace, like, after the kids eat, we'll go, Dean, why don't you take Ruby upstairs and go do a dance party or go play? And he goes, all right, Dad, but let's do it Bubble Guppy style.
Mm.
And I go, upstairs, upstairs, everybody go upstairs.
That's cute.
Yeah, he was having fun with it.
Cash is in that moment now where he's taking toys away from Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just got there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, Cash, you have not played or seen this toy in over 2 years. And now all of a sudden, because I'm using it for tummy time, you want to take it. I'm like,
it's
not your turn. You have to wait your turn.
That is hilarious shit. What's so funny is that, you know, I have a daughter, Ruby, and I've talked about the two other girls across the street. They are all within a year of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff that comes out, Ruby's the oldest. So, like, there's a little toy car that you can push or, like, sit on that has made its way out of my garage into my neighbor's garage and now is in my other neighbor's garage. She brought it out the other day, and I just found it in my garage last night. And I'm like, how the hell? It did a whole clock. It did a 360 and came right back to my house.
They gave it back? Wait, what is it? Maybe I want it.
It's a little mini car that you can, like so when Jackson gets old enough, he can walk behind it.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
Now the girls are sitting on it.
Okay.
But Ruby never used it, so we gave it away. And now it's managed to get back into my garage. Full rent, full circle, bud.
That's the circle of life.
Circle of little car life.
Yep.
We had a fun show today, but it didn't start that way. Loren had a crappy morning, and Roy came in feeling shitty about a couple things, too.
I almost died. I almost got hit head on. I had to call 911. By the way, the first time ever in my life that I had to be on hold.
On 911?
Yeah, on 911. First time. It's actually kind of scary. They're like, please stay on the line. I was probably on hold for like over a minute.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling 911. Please hold for an operator. If this is an emergency, dial just
hold. I don't even think there was an option for like if it was an emergency because I had to call 911 in South Park one time. There was a woman like walking around the in traffic and she was clearly on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But like she almost got hit like three times. So I called 911 and they put me on hold and I was like, I mean, God forbid she had already gotten hit by a car.
Well, yeah, because by the time I was on 74 at Eastway when I called 911, and then by the time I got on the phone, I was already on 277. Mm-hmm. I was already on another interstate. And she goes, okay, but I'm showing you are on 277. I'm like, yeah, because I was on hold. Because I don't know what's going on in this city. But it was spooky being on. As a former 911 operator, I never had our phone lines go to hold.
Right.
Be honest. Did you critique the person's performance that you spoke to?
Yes. I did in my head.
And?
They did well.
Okay.
She's a little slower paced than my liking, but she did well.
How long were you on for?
Okay. I'll flip the lock.
How long did you wait?
How long did I wait?
Yeah, before someone picked up.
So the entire call was 3 minutes, so I'd say over a minute was on hold. It was a long time for 911.
Thanks for calling 911. What's your emergency? Police, medic, or fire?
You don't even get that.
Mm-mm.
What do you get?
You get this tone. She goes, you have called 911. Please continue to hold. And then what about another language because I don't know.
Right. Probably yeah. Spanish.
Right, Spanish. And then
it'd be cool if it was Icelandic.
I like yeah. that it was bum ba ba bum
ba 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 911 ba 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 ba. But you know, I remember as a 911 operator, I had where every single line went off, but I don't know if anyone was actually on hold.
Right.
Now, I've put people on hold because they called over stupid shit.
Yeah.
And I had other calls, and I'm like, okay, this is not important. Let me put them on hold.
But when she came back to you, or he came back to you, they say 911.
Police, fire, or rescue.
And you said?
I need police.
And they said, okay, please hold.
No.
Oh.
She said, where do you need them?
Oh, really? Where do you
I
need
said,
them?
Well, I needed them.
There's a song called 911. It's a joke. Let me see if I can find the hook. It's Public Enemy.
How about, but you know, 911 used to be a joke. You know, you used to have to call the local police department, the local sheriff's office, or the local, you used to have to call the firehouse if you needed help.
I remember that. The phone number for the police, fire department, and ambulance were all like my numbers back in New Jersey in my town were 391.
It was on your fridge.
0096, yeah.
And you had a code because 911 would get you to state police, which would ultimately transfer you and route you if you needed it, but state police would get it.
Yeah.
And then at one point, because cell phones wasn't a thing on the interstate, they had 911 call boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a call back when I was a 911 operator from a call box.
Really?
And I was like, how do I dispatch someone out to box 73?
Hello?
Honest to God, that's how I was. 911.
Is this the call box? Yes, it is. I have an emergency. First of all, I can't believe the call box is working.
Dude, that's
a really good thing, too. We have a plane crash, and I need you. So did you just pick it up and it immediately dialed me, or did you have to go through a bunch of hoops? No, I immediately dialed you, and it went through, and now I need an ambulance to come over.
Can I tell you?
I cannot get over that the call box works.
Because they didn't train you on call boxes. All of a sudden, my computer's saying, call box 73. I'm like, where is that? What is this?
It doesn't show you on the map where it is?
No, it doesn't show me on the map. So I had to like pull up a binder and then type into the computer.
It's so old, it wasn't even in the computer. Yeah, you had to find a binder.
Because no one's called that line since 85.
Right. The JFK assassination is the last time someone used the call box.
Sir, did you park somewhere and run to the box?
That's actually what happened. It was in a dead zone of no cell reception, and the guy ran, saw a phone. Something happened way down the road. He saw a phone. He's like, I'll try it. And it happened to be the old school 911 call box.
That's
well,
so
I got
crazy.
Police and fire on the way. Call box.
Let me tell you. Listen, you don't understand on your end, but this is nuts here.
This is
just
nuts. This is basically like being caller number 9 on a radio show where you win a prize. Like, you called me on the call box. I'm the winner for the day.
Put it this way. My supervisors are listening to this call because of how strange it is.
Oh, man. I remember on The Simpsons, Homer lost his baby, and he called the baby lost hotline, and they go, please hold. And the song they played on hold was, baby, come back.
That's
so funny, dude. And then he sat there, and he was all sad because of the song, like, because I love you so much. Like, thank you for calling the lost baby hotline. Please hold for the next available operator. Baby, come back.
It's like if 911 had it on hold and they played that Sean Kingston, somebody call 911.
yeah. We be
body parted on the dance floor. That's so
somebody
good.
Call 911. Yeah, there should be hold. If you're gonna put me on a hold on 911, I want some good entertainment. Like, why don't you play the best of
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Some 911 calls, for instance, like this. Like, please enjoy these crazy 911 calls while we wait for an operator.
911 emergency.
This is something they got to say. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what's the problem there?
I got a man in the pool. He's got his private stuck in the pump line.
Private stuck in the pump line.
What?
And by the way, 90% of my 911 calls was me not understanding anyone. It was always like, hang on, I now have a thing for this.
Yeah.
911, where's your emergency? Yeah, I need to get
down what?
Sir, where are you? It's on the hill.
Yeah, because you've said it before. It's like their worst day. Like, yeah. Whatever's going on their end is a shit show.
And by the way, their worst day was like my cat's loose. But, you know.
But not everybody.
You know. You got to get him over here right now. Right now. I need him on
what?
Excuse me, supervisor. I think I have a German speaking person on the phone. I don't understand a lick.
And so when they were all excited, the move I would do is I'd go to call log history and I would see where they, because most people would call 911, call 911 quite a bit. And so I'd say, oh, well, last time they called, they were here. And I'd say, you're at 1214, 12 o'clock? Yeah, that's my mind. Okay,
that's smart, dude. That's using your resources.
It. That's how I would do it.
Thank you for calling Mecklenburg County 911. An operator will be with you momentarily. Please hold. And in the meantime, enjoy some of the funnier phone calls we've gotten.
Oh, hello. Could I ask for a request?
Sure.
Would say something by the Case Brothers, Martin and Gibson?
Like a request of a song?
A song request.
Oh, I remember I would listen to old calls of me, and I sounded so heartless because I would tell people who are crying, I would be, by the way, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm dead-ass tired, and I would have no empathy for them. I'd be like, I can't help you if you're crying, can't understand a word you're saying.
Oh, my God, that's so mean.
It's so mean.
We're nicer to our radio listeners than you were.
No, man, I can't understand you. Calm down. You want help, you got to calm down. I don't know. Meanwhile, I'm trying to find the address, you know, doing all these things behind the scenes. That's good times as 911. We had a lot of fun. We'd play football in the 911 center.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'd have little styrofoam footballs. We'd get into some ruckus.
The other thing we talked about, by the way, on the show that we wanted to get to is what is it that the opposite sex does that makes you jealous?
Our boss loved this segment.
He thought it was really funny, and he called in with a couple of his own.
By the way, what was the bit again? Because we did it, and I still didn't know how to explain what we were talking. What, the opposite genders of what?
Yeah, like women are jealous of guys because they can stand up and pee everywhere.
Okay, so why are you jealous of the other sex?
Right, men are jealous of women because they can use their time of month as a reason to get out of something, like a meeting or whatever. And Lorraine kiboshed that pretty quickly by saying, you know, fuck off, I hate having my period, it's the worst thing ever, and if you want it, you can have it.
Yeah, right. And I don't know, like, I feel like you guys wouldn't keep that as an excuse that I could use, like an acceptable excuse. You'd be like, all right, take a fucking Midol and let's get on the call.
828 sent a text message and said, amen, get him, Loren. I own a house, 2 cars, and a boat, and I'm treated like I'm not a true female and not treated with compassion or as gentle as someone because I'm a strong female.
Mm-hmm.
And then 704 said, wah, ladies, I want a free drink.
You should go out and try to date in Charlotte because those don't exist here.
Women don't have to work nearly as hard as it is to get laid as men do. That is true. If a girl wants to get laid, she can go out. Now, she can't be picky.
Yeah. Okay. So wait, hold on. Let's take that a step farther, because if a girl goes out and has a one night stand, she's a whore. If a guy goes out and has a one night stand, you're getting high fives afterwards from your boys.
That is true.
Uh-huh.
Now, interesting enough, in the gay community, we were just sluts. I was just slutting it up on a Saturday night.
704 said, I'm jealous that men can pee standing up. That was a big one that we got. And they don't even have to pull down their pants to do it. They could just unzip their pants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wore a jumper that time that you had to pee in public?
Oh, it was a whole thing.
607 said, I'm jealous that men are allowed to not care. They just chill and let someone else deal with it. I'm also jealous that they tend to be more laid back, for better or for worse.
Okay.
That's pretty true. That's what I was saying about the house, like you being in charge of the home.
I get that.
Let's see. Let's not forget about menopause for women. Men don't have to go through that.
Mm-hmm. I got a whole podcast dedicated to mommyhood to menopause.
There
I know.
You go. Men get
soon
pissed.
Coming to the BBGI network.
B-Pod Studios.
B-Pod Studio. Thank you.
Men get praised if they have a pocket full of different women to sleep with and get the high five from the boys. But God forbid a confident woman sleeps with more than one man in a week or even a month. She's a whore and needs morals.
Is that really a text message?
Oh, yeah.
I swear I didn't read that before I said what I said.
No, that's from 336. Write her back. Let's see. I'm a man and I'm jealous that women can get who they want and a man can get who they can. Let's break that down.
That's interesting.
What's he mean?
I mean, just what you said before, it's easier for a woman. Like, a woman can get who she wants. A guy just takes shots in the dark and hopes that somebody will say yes.
That's true. But I was also thinking, like, if a woman wants to get laid, she can go to a bar, but she might have to drop her standards to make that happen. Whereas a guy can go to the bar and be like, shit, I might not get anything here tonight from a 1 to a 10, you know, in his eyes. Let's see. Personally, I think it's aggravating how guys can adjust themselves in public. It's perfectly normal because everyone's grown to accept the fact that men are just going to do what they want to do. But if a woman tries to fix the girls, all of a sudden we're disgusting because we're touching our boobs in public.
True life.
I still try to be discreet when I'm adjusting the manhood.
Me too.
You do not. Walk down the hallway and kick your leg and grab your crotch.
What are you talking about? You
are not discreet.
Does he not do the leg kick when he does it?
Let me see. Show me what I do.
Hold on. Do this when you walk down the hallway.
Yeah. Keep going. You are always touching yourself and moving things.
I have a lot of adjusting to going on, but... Are you saying it's inappropriate?
Yeah.
You got a lot to move down there?
I try to.
I'm 45. My balls don't have the same gravitational pull as they used to.
Yeah, they're flying around down there. I understand.
But. Your husband understands too, Loren.
Yeah.
Although he probably uses Botox to tighten them up.
Well, I will say I was riding. This is getting kind of gross, but whatever. When Sterling got me a bike, you got to think last time I rode a bike was when I was a little kid where you don't have what you have now as a grown adult.
Now you don't know where to put them. Yeah. You put them on the right side or the left side.
Man, I am driving that bicycle down the road. It looks like I'm fondling myself going down the road trying to fix things. Like, this is so uncomfortable. This is so uncomfortable.
Somebody who hasn't texted us since March 26th, right when the pandemic was taken off, said, men don't have to wear T-shirts. Men don't have to wear shirts at all, quite honestly. That's something they're jealous of.
Yeah.
Now, I do think your clothes are better. I will say that. Like, a guy's got options. We got T-shirt, sweatshirt, jeans, or shorts.
But we're more invested in clothing, too. That's why women's clothing is more expensive than males.
Like, you could wear, like, if you want, you could wear a dress. You could wear a skirt. You could wear jeans. You could wear yoga pants. You could wear shorts. You could wear spandex. Like, you have way more options of clothing. Damn it. Why didn't I think of that on the air? Thousands of less people are going to hear that argument. Yeah. We might have to bring this back up again tomorrow morning to finish it off.
Okay.
Someone said, I get jealous about how quickly my husband can get ready. No makeup, no time doing hair, out the door.
I wouldn't know because my husband takes longer to get ready than I do. And he will go shopping. First of all, the guy has more clothes than I do, goes shopping way more than I do, and then comes home and proceeds to want to do a fashion show for me to pick what I like. I'm like, who is the female in this relationship?
And he also takes bubble baths.
Yeah. He also played football in college,
and he played semi-pro.
Yeah.
So he's strong and tough.
Oh, yeah, totally. But, I mean, emotionally, I'm the dude in our relationship.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's a Rap Party podcast, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.